including today with Happy Valley head coach Jason Jarrett. Coach, good morning. Welcome back to the Monster. How are you?
Doing great this morning. How y'all doing? Thanks for having me on again.
Well, we appreciate you being with us, Coach. I cannot believe you've been there 3 years already. It's your fourth season coming up. I did not realize that. Goodness.
No, I know. It's really flew by. It's been a great experience so far, but it has went by fast, and we're just looking forward to another great season.
I'm going to go personal here for just a moment. Recap, you had left here. You were coaching somewhere else and came back here when you took this job, did you not?
No, I was an assistant here. I've never left Happy Valley. I've been at Happy Valley since I started kindergarten, probably back around the mid-'80s.
So, oh, my.
Kind of born and bred maroon and white.
Okay. I like that. Born and bred, maroon and white. I like that. Where I was going with this is, and you can really talk about it then, you knew the community. You knew the area. You knew how people were. Did you find out even more this spring when you had a tragedy in the family, how folks step up and help out?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of communities around that would do the same thing.
Sure.
I tell you, the Happy Valley community is second to none. You know, when you're faced with a burst in life, and everybody is at some point in time, that's when you really need people to step up and be on your side. And, you know, our community came together. You know, the Warrior Strong thing really took off, and people were just overwhelming. You know, unfortunately there, we were dealt, you know, a tragic situation with our in-laws' home burning, and we were in the process of building a house, so, you know, I hated it for my in-laws. They were the ones that really lost the home, but, you know, we were just fortunate enough to be living there, and then, unfortunately, that happened at that time, but the community really, really stepped up, and it was absolutely amazing, and I've told people time and time again, you know, you turn on the news, and everything seems to be so negative, crime everywhere, just something always bad happening, but, things like this, when it happens, you really find out there's still a lot of really good people in the world, and this community here has been amazing. I mean, from the very next morning that it happened, you know, people just bringing over donations, whether it's food, money, clothing, whatever it was, and it was really to the point where, you know, we ended up being blessed so much to have so much more clothes and things before it ever even happened, and it's just it's a wonderful place and wonderful people, and we couldn't be blessed and more to be a part of a community like Happy Valley, and we're so thankful for all those people and all that they did, not only for me and my wife and kids, but my in-laws as well, and we're just very thankful for all that they've done.
Now I remember why I like talking to this guy. He's Jason Jarrett, head coach of Happy Valley. All right, Coach, let's talk a little football here. How's it going here in preseason practice?
It's going pretty good, man. I'll be honest with you. You know, we had another tough year as far as graduating 10 seniors. Lost really a good amount of football players there that were good football players. We've lost 26 in the last 2 years due to graduation. So coming from a small school, you know, that's quite a few kids. But once again, you know, last season there's a lot of questions going into it. But same thing this year. A lot of questions going in. Who's going to step up? Who's going to play what role? So right now we're just trying to do it by committee and have a bunch of different people step up and do things. We had a really good spring, I thought, and then going into the off season or throughout the summer workouts and into our first scrimmage there last week, we did some good things there. So you know, any coach you talk to right now is not going to be happy where they're at. They still want to make a lot of strides of improvement, and we're no different. We have a long ways to go, but our kids are working hard, and our coaches are coaching them hard, and hopefully here by opening kickoff in a couple weeks, we'll be ready to go.
I guess you fill out this questionnaire Donovan Stewart sends out, and he does a Tennessee High School football entire state series breakdown of all the teams. It gives a little information about each of the schools, and it usually says on here key returnees, key losses. You had some key losses you listed. You didn't list any key returnees. That's kind of evidence of what you said a moment ago. Everybody's battling for a job right now.
Oh yeah, every job is open, and you know, at the same time that creates a good competitive culture,
sure,
which is what you want. You want kids pushing each other. Now don't get me wrong, we've got several good players coming back, you know, we've got a lot of kids that's going to have to step up too. So you're right, we lost four starting linemen, we lost a starting quarterback. Three of those linemen that we lost due to graduation had started for 3 years. So we have a lot of people having to step up to man those roles. And like I said, we're going to have to do it by committee. We're going to have and expect a lot of different people to have big games each week. But yeah, we do have some good players coming back. I must have accidentally forget to fill that one out when I was probably teaching English too and trying to do that all at the same time. So I must have forgot to fill that part out on the questionnaire. But we do have some good players coming back.
Yeah, and who you know, this is always the question you got to ask. Well, let's start at quarterback. Who would be your quarterback? I guess taking Sam's place right now.
Well, you know, Braden was a good player for us, and it wasn't any secret, you know, when we needed a big play, the ball was usually going to be in his hand last year, and he made several for us. So, you know, we got a couple guys right now that's battling it out for the starting position. You know, Will Tittle, which was our starting tailback last year as a sophomore, he's going to be a junior this year. We have moved him over into the quarterback role. So far, he's doing a good job of learning and getting better each and every day. And then he's battling that out with Eli Ayers, which is going to be a sophomore. Eli's a really smart kid, very headsy, knows the game, good leader. He's doing some good things for us as well. But those two right now are battling it out. Both of them may see playing time. You know, right now I'd say if we were to start tomorrow, Will's probably going to take the first snap at quarterback. But you know, like I said, we were kind of getting that competitive culture going on, and Eli's doing a good job of competing and pushing him, and they're great kids and great friends, and it's a good friendly battle there.
Coach, speak to the challenge that you face as a coach. Obviously, you talk about the guy that was your tailback last year is looking like possibly your starting quarterback this year. At the high school level, you don't have the option of going out and getting that guy. You know, college pros, you need a quarterback, you go find one and you bring him in. You've got the kids that are at your school to choose from. It's not always easy to find that right guy. And when you come across that perfect player at that perfect position, I'm guessing you really covet the 4 years you get with him.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, high school football is a special 4 years, and being able to spend it with, you know, these high school teenagers is very important for me as a coach, not only just for the football players, but as the individual as well. We like to see them grow up as great young men and hopefully do great things when they leave the hill. But, you know, you're right. You're dealt with, as far as athletically, you're dealt with whatever your school has within its hallways. And, you know, our coaches, we've really tried to do a good job of working the hallways to get those kids out that we can, making sure that anybody that's in the hallway that can help us win football games, we have out on the field. So when you do have to make moves like that, such as, like you said, moving a runner back to quarterback, I mean, that's just kind of what you're dealt with. And, you know, it's a challenge as a coach, but it's fun. I mean, that's why a lot of us coaches do what we do. We're competitive people. We want to try to do things that work, and that's really fun to do. And guys like Will, you know, that's making that move, he makes it fun as well. He takes things in stride. He's being really coachable right now. And overall, this team here is a really fun group right now to work with.
Jason Jarrett, head coach, Happy Valley, 24 teams in 24 days, presented by NET Pigskin on the Sports Monster. Coach, a little bit more on your offensive side of the ball. Who's some other guys, key folks on that side of the ball you're looking to help you out this year?
Well, it all starts up front, so let me start there with the offensive line. Like we said, we graduated four really good players last year, but we do have one returner coming back up there, and that's Luke Naylor. He had a great junior year for us last year, and I think he's going to do the same thing for us this year. He'll be a key leader for us there. Matt Lawson is a senior, a big kid, about 315 pounds, and he is getting better each and every day. He will be a 4-year player for us, so he does have some experience there, just not a lot as a starter. Cameron Sloan, is another player that's going to be good for us. He'll be a junior. Bart Wilson is a senior that did not play last year. He took off to concentrate on baseball, and, he's come back for us and will probably likely be a starter there, as well as maybe even on the defensive front as well. So that was a key pickup to get him back out. Peyton Primo is a good sophomore that we have, along with Camden Richardson. And then we round out there with Hunter Conley, a senior there. So we've got 7 kids there in the rotation that we can kind of move around from different positions. And our offensive line coaches are really doing a good job of making sure those guys can can play multiple positions in case injuries occur. We're always trying to prepare for the future and in the unfortunate event that something like that happens. So those guys are going to hopefully open up some holes for our backs, which we feel pretty confident in our skill guys. You know, I'll start with Dakota Cochran. I'll have to mention, I know we're talking offense, but he is the reigning defensive conference, our conference, defensive player of the year. Really good football player for us, Dakota Cochran is, and also he's a great running back, big, strong, physical kid. We mentioned Will. Josh Hyde is a kid out on the perimeter that in our first scrimmage had a very, very good day. He's come on strong in the weight room over the last 2 years, really developed into a great football player. Jordan Campbell is a running back that really come on the second half of the year last year until an injury happened, but we've got him back. He's another junior. We're looking for him to carry the ball quite a bit for us. Let's see here. Dylan McKeon on the perimeter, a great, great player for us as well. Strong kid, great perimeter blocker, does some good things with the jet sweeps and the throwing game as well. And we got several other kids, Noah Stevens, Luke Roberts, Ty Pierce, Austin Ayers, some really young kids, and Matthew Bond, Gabe Nichols, Bryce Carter is another senior. He's 6'8". We got him back off the basketball court. He's going to play some tight end for us. He's kind of like Bart. It's been a great addition to get him back out after he took a year off. Blake Young's another kid. So we've got several kids. When I said earlier, we're doing it by committee. I know I just gave you a lot of names there, but
that's good.
We're trying to really spread the ball out to multiple people. And like I said, just kind of do it by committee there. And this guy doesn't play offense, but he puts points on the board for us. I have to mention our kicker, Michael Hara, had the biggest kick probably in Happy Valley history 2 years ago when we were able to beat Hampton up there at the last 11 seconds with a field goal. He's a good kicker for us, a great punter for us, and we're excited to have him back as well.
Head coach Jason Jarrett at Happy Valley, 24 teams in 24 days, presented by NET Pigskin on AM 640. Coach, on the defensive side of the ball, a lot of these guys have to go both ways like Dakota and others, don't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, all these kids will play both ways more than likely. You know, we have 47 guys on the roster. 11 are seniors. Three of those didn't play last year. So if you count the guys that didn't play, that's eight. And we only have seven juniors. So that's 15 kids within our junior and senior class that played last year. So the rest are ninth and 10th graders. So you can see those classes are really big. So, you know, as far as being young, that's kind of an understatement. However, I've told our kids we will not use that as an excuse ever. You know, defensively, if somebody's running it down your throat, or offensively, you can't move the chains. People across the line of scrimmage, they don't care how old you are or what grade you're in. We're not ever going to use youth as an excuse. So, you know, we're returning five defensive starters. So we lost some really good players on that side of the ball. You know, we were fortunately enough to be a top five defense statistically in all classifications last year. We take great pride on the hill and playing defense and doing it right. And, you know, we've got some young kids there that we're coaching up. Like I said earlier, we have a long ways to go, but, our coaches do a phenomenal job on that side of the ball and every side of the ball. But, you know, we have to get in shape because, like you said, you know, these kids have to play multiple ways. Talked about Dakota earlier. He's, you know, the reigning conference, defensive player of the year. All those skill guys that I talked about, you know, they're going to be playing on the perimeter, whether it's outside linebacker or DBs, and same guys playing the offensive line more than likely going to be playing that defensive line. So we really have to be in great shape. And like I said, our coaches are doing a good job of coaching these kids up. And we have some high expectations of defense. Coach Hyder, our defense coordinator, does a good job. And all of our other assistant coaches as well do a great job in teaching the fundamentals and correctly how to play it. And so we're working hard to try to get back to having that good, stout defense like we had in years past.
The coaching staff pretty much in about the same as it has been this year?
Staff? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When I get to talk about our staff, man, I get excited. So I know I get lengthy, and I get real lengthy on our coaches because I tell you what, Jason Jarrett wouldn't be anything if it wasn't for every single one of these individuals.
Gotcha.
You know, I mentioned that you said same staff coming back. You know, we do. We do have one addition in Jim Green. We've got him back within the last week. A position has opened up for us on the, you know, we've kind of implemented a tight end here as of late, so we really needed a coach to come in, and Jim kind of fell into our lap there and doing a really good job for us. All the other guys are the same, and Coach Hyder, Coach Caldwell, Coach Farrell, Coach Copeland, Coach Bowling, Coach Taylor, and Coach Modern. We've been together now. This is our fourth year, and you don't find that very often in any school, especially at a small school. So we've been blessed to keep this staff together. Coach Hyder is our D coordinator. Coach Caldwell will be our offensive coordinator. Coach Farrell is, I tell people all the time, that guy can coach badminton and win championships. He's a jack of all trades, man. He coaches offensive line, inside linebackers, does a lot in our return game on special teams. Coach Copeland, he's one of my right-hand men. He really helps me in organization and do all kinds of things. He's a great receiver coach, an outside linebacker coach. He has a big hand in the defense as well, especially in the back end of the secondary. Coach Bowen, our strength coach, real, very knowledgeable in that. And you can see within the last few years, our speed and our strength has really improved, and a lot of that credit goes to him. Coach Taylor's a young guy, played 4 years at Carson Newman, so he obviously knows the ins and outs of the line, especially on the offensive side of the ball. He'll be our JV offensive coordinator as well. He does a great job for us. And Coach Modern, our middle school head coach, he goes above and beyond and does more than any middle school coach I could ever ask to do within our high school program. He's painting when he needs to paint, and he comes and helps any day that they're not practicing up there. And then I mentioned Coach Green. We're forced to have him back. He's another Happy Valley guy. So I tell you, our coaching staff is we're tight. We just had a big get-together over here at my house this past weekend, and kind of implemented a baby shower with the wives and everything. And we've really helped create a family atmosphere, and it starts with us coaches and our kids and our wives and everything. And very blessed to have such a great staff like we have at Happy Valley.
Oh, so we got a little one on the way, or is it one of the other coaches?
Not mine.
Okay.
Not mine.
All right.
Two and done, man. No, we actually got two coaches that are expecting kids. So
okay.
One of them is any day, so we'll be having a void there for a few days whenever it does happen.
Yeah.
And then the other one's later in the winter time. So yeah, the Warrior family is expanded, and we're excited for those guys, and we wish them the best.
Real quickly on your schedule, it's the same as last year, different locations, but this conference, it's small, but it's competitive, isn't it?
Shoot, yeah, man, that's an understatement. I tell you, we have a really, really good conference. A lot of great athletes there, a lot of tradition there within the conference of really good football, and obviously great, great coaches. And that makes each Friday night within the conference a tough, tough battle. And, you know, we open up with Volunteer, you know, as a non-conference game. But they have a new coach down there that, you know, I hear he's doing a tremendous job. So that game, you know, playing a bigger school is obviously going to be a challenge for us. Then we're off. We have our off week really, really early. Sometimes that's good and sometimes it's bad.
Right.
We'll see how it works out. But then we got Hampton, so, you know, our first conference game, we just travel off the road a few minutes to the crosstown rival, Hampton Bulldogs, and that's always usually throw. I know it's earlier in the year, but you can always throw the records out when Hampton and Happy Valley play. It's the big-time rival, and we look forward to playing those guys again this year. It's good for the community. Then our third game, a really tough Unicoi team, and I tell you, I've talked really highly of Unicoi. Coach Rice and his staff over there do a tremendous job, and they are loaded with athletes, and I think Unicoi is going to be very, very good this year. So we get those guys early in the year as well. And then we have our homecoming game in Cosby, and then we go back to non-conference with Cloudland. They pretty much have everybody back off a great team last year, so that's going to be a tough battle for us. Then we travel down to play a private school, Grace Christian. Played those guys last year, and we were 5-0 when they came to Happy Valley, and really played them with, I think it was an 8-point ball game, and that was one of the probably better teams that we have played in a long time last year. So Coach Bradley and those guys do a great job down there, and that's going to be a huge challenge for us. And then back to Johnson County, you know, again, very, very good school, very good football team there. And then North, the reigning conference champ. Beat us last year 15-14 to win the championship. And then we finish out with the Greene County schools and West Greene and South Greene. And Coach Case and Coach Moran down there, they're going to put together two good football teams to finish out the year that we face there. And, you know, very tough schedule, very, very tough schedule. And I remember making this schedule 2 years ago. We were coming off a 11-2 season where we made it to the quarterfinals, and you're trying to make a schedule, and it's hard to get teams to play, you know, after a good year like that.
Yep.
We had to put together a really tough schedule, but, you know, we also believe that playing good competition like we have each and every week on our schedule will hopefully help prepare us for game 11 and hopefully thereafter in 12 and, you know, our goals of making it deep run into the playoffs. So if we can get fortunate enough to get back to the playoffs and stay healthy, which is going to be crucial for us, staying healthy, hopefully we can make some noise in the state playoffs.
Well, Jason Jarrett's had Happy Valley in the playoffs each year. He's been the head coach, 25-11, looking for a fourth straight playoff bid this year. Coach, great information this morning. We appreciate your time, as always. Great to talk to you.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on, and I also want to say thanks to you guys for all you do for high school sports, and we really appreciate it as coaches, giving our schools some recognition and some airtime, and I know our kids really enjoy listening to it on the radio as well, so we appreciate all you guys do.
Thanks for all you do, Coach. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Thanks. Jason Jarrett, head coach, Happy Valley Warriors. 24 teams in 24 days, presented by NET Pigskin.